I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget Dave Richard from CBSSports.com will join us. We'll talk fantasy football with him. Then we'll talk real football with Warren Sharp at 9 a.m. So big guest roster coming up on today's show. Got a lot of people calling in. They want to chime in on the producer's take on Terry McLaurin and making sure all the players basically wind up busto and broke. So let's go to line two. Dan from my old hood of Odenton.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys? What's up, guys? I just wanted to express my extreme disappointment in the boys behind the glass. I like these guys, but these guys would be the first ones in line on stage to hug Roger Goodell. I just don't understand how any fan could be team owner. The snakes behind the glass, that's what they should be called.
That's a good one.
That's pretty funny.
Appreciate the call, Dan.
I'm not team owner. I don't care about Josh Harris at all or any of the owners. I do kind of like Roger Goodell. I will admit. I get a kick out of him. But
snakes behind the glass.
The whole point is, why do I care how much money Terry McLaurin gets in his personal life?
That's a fair point.
I don't care.
I don't care either. Doesn't affect me.
But I know there's like this thing on social media where like if you're not rooting on the player to get the bag, then you're just a hater.
Yeah.
Or something.
I'm
into winning championships.
Well. Yeah.
I'm into Terry has a great life no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. If he gets 24, 28, or 40 million, I want championships.
Yeah.
And the way you get championships is by having a complete roster. Not three guys paid really
right,
well.
But you understand, I think, being management, that every deal's not going to be management friendly. You're going to probably sign a few deals that, you know, you're rolling the dice on and it may come back to haunt you a little bit. It may. It's part of the deal.
Hopefully.
And if you're
going
to pick a fight.
Us to a really bad deal for you. The other thing is,
typically you have to do that with the quarterback, not the 30-year-old wide receiver.
I'm into fleecing players.
Well, you fleece a lot of them. And if you're into fleecing players, why don't you fleece a guy that's been here for a minute, like Marshawn Lattimore next year, or some of these other guys that are, you know, why are you trying to fleece the guy that you've built your reputation on, or the only guy that's given you any reason to smile over the last 7 or 8 years before Jaden came?
I mean,
why? Why are we picking a fight with that guy?
Here would be my pushback. Adam Peters doesn't care.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't
we'll
care.
We'll find another fan favorite next draft.
Well, they got a fan favorite. It's number five. But
it's like saying you'd pay the overnight DJ or a board op more than the Junkies because he was here before you guys.
No.
it's kind of like that.
No, it's not because you're
Mike
acting
Sprouse
like
up. No,
yeah,
because,
Mike Sprouse is so nice to all the listeners.
No, it's not because he's also happens to be an elite receiver. He happens to be elite.
He can hit the post every now and then.
It's just, I don't know.
Works that vampire shift.
You can pay guys. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to make 42.5 this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Spot Rack has cap hit, but it also has cash total. I'm going by cash total. 42.5. I mean, AJ Brown's making 29.75, so just under 30.
Devontae Smith is making, I think, over 20 million. Like he's making a healthy salary.
Actually, under Spot Rack, it says he's only making 12.591.
Yeah, but the Eagles draft extremely well. They let players go all the time into free agency. They draft extremely well. That's how he's bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
An SEC player from Georgia, Alabama falls down, and he drafts him, and he turns him into a Pro Bowler every single year. That's how they're winning Super Bowls.
It definitely helps.
Look at the Saints. The Saints got so stupid with their contracts, they had to gut their roster. Mm-hmm. Because you can't outrun the cap forever.
Yeah, that's why the Saints are going to win two or three games this year.
I mean, they're a bunch of amateurs out there playing.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Sam in Pennsylvania. We'll just go in order here.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, yeah. Sam. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good morning, boys. Love the show. Been listening forever.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Look, I think people are talking about McLaren deal the wrong way. I don't think it's really about age or comps or leverage. I almost think it's kind of a moot point. Terry can still put up 1,000 yards if you feed him. Maybe it's possible. Maybe Peter even believes that. But Peter and Kingsbury probably are building a different offense right now. After the NFC Championship, at least I feel running it back isn't basically an option if you want to really beat Philly. That's why they bought in Debo. They beat up the offensive line with Tunsil and Connolly. They also added the depth with the wide out and the running back. I think they're going with run first, you know, especially considering what Jaden can do, spread it out. In that setup, McLaurin is going to put more like 750 and 7. So the question is more like, do you pay him $30 million for what he can actually do or what his role is going to be in the new offense this year? Thank you, guys.
Well, I mean, I understand that they want to emphasize the run, but you still have to have some outside weapons to complement that. The Eagles have a great rushing attack, but they also have two really good wideouts in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, you can't just have the rushing attack.
And they have a great offensive line, which is why they got Tunsil, drafted Connerly.
So, I mean, he makes a good point, but, like, you can't just have JD5 and whoever is running the ball behind him at this point.
No.
The mixed bag of Bill, Kroski, Merritt, Eckler, Rodriguez.
All right, let's go to PR in Landover. Hey, buddy, you're all with the Junkies.
I'm going on first time call. I love you guys. Listen.
Thank you, man. Love
you, man. Appreciate that.
Really appreciate it.
By the way, I live directly across the street from the stadium. Absolutely hate it. Everybody in the neighborhood hates the stadium being here. Whenever there's a game or an event, they block my driveway. They leave trash in my front yard.
Oh,
after
man.
The Beyonce concert, I woke up the next morning, it was cowboy boots all in my front yard.
That's
hilarious,
dude.
That is funny. That's hilarious.
I mean, it's funny to us, not so funny to
Did
you.
Did you go to Largo High School?
No, I went to Damascus.
Oh, okay, nice. All right, what's up, buddy?
I have an out-of-the-box idea about Terry McLaurin's contract.
All right, I love that.
Okay? All right. Here we go. So everyone is talking about Terry missing week one.
Mm-hmm.
He should miss week 20. Here's why I say that. The NFC Championship game or any playoff game. If he misses a regular season game, he gets fined $1 million. A playoff game is only $50,000. Compared to $1 million, that's nothing. Number two, if they make it to the NFC Championship game, now Terry has the leverage over the team. Because they have to win the playoff game as opposed to week one game. They don't care.
That might really – I see what you're saying. I like the outside the box. I really do.
It's so wacky.
I really do. I'm not sure that it would work. I think the player would be so excited to play in that game.
Right.
Like, it's way different than
– he's going to come back on his current contract, and then when they make it to the NFC title game, he's going to
hold – Then he holds them
hostage.
It's like what college kids do. It's like what college kids do in the football playoff.
Okay, I see what
they're getting ready to play in a semifinal game. They say they hold out for an extra $100,000. Okay. The school's going to have to pay them to play.
It's bizarre, but it is out of the box.
Third point. Now, if he does this, he shows all the other teams, I can be a leading receiver on a back-to-back NFC Championship contender. Now all 30 other one teams want to pay him. It's a perfect deal. Sit out week 20.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
Send that to Buddy Baker. Maybe he can approach Adam Peters with that.
I mean, if a player ever did that, they are holding the team hostage. He doesn't have the leverage now.
And
he
also
would have total leverage then.
If he did that, or if any other player did that, the fans would hate that player for eternity. Especially if he wound up missing the game.
Oh.
They would hate his guts.
If he misses the game, it's over.
They would actually show up at his house with torches and pitchforks. I mean, it would be ugly.
All right, let's go to Jim in Baltimore. Jim, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey. How you all doing today?
Doing great.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I've been listening to you talk about this Terry McLaurin thing for the last several weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm a Raven fan.
Yeah.
I live in Baltimore.
Ravens flock.
Go ahead. Never mind.
Well, I live in Baltimore, so I'm a Raven fan.
All right.
And I can't recall in the last 20 years that the Ravens have any problems signing players, especially going less than 2 weeks going into the season.
That may be the case, but do you remember Lamar Jackson and all that contract stuff for about a year?
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, they got it done, though. Before,
they did get it done.
Before the season started, though, right?
Yes, they did.
Well, that's the main thing. Is get, no matter what the circumstances, you got to get it done.
Point for Jim. Got you there.
They might get it done, though.
Kind of pwned you.
Okay, man. I enjoy listening to your show, man.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. You too,
man.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to...
That's quite a voice.
Let's go to Steve in Beltsville. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Eric, going to make it all about me like you and Chad Dukes accused me of one morning, Saturday morning. I was with Terry McLaurin before we ever drafted him. I saw him on highlights of Ohio State games, and I just wanted him on special teams. He was so damn good. And so now he becomes this great receiver. He makes me look good. And I want him to be signed to a lifetime services contract. I put that on Facebook. This is kind of crushing me. But I agree with the Mats in the other room. We got an organization first.
Go ahead.
I'm an organization first. We got to get the money right. I love Terry McLaurin more than anybody in
right.
the city.
But you're not going to nail every contract. No, I don't think you nailed the Kinlaw contract.
You're right. You're exactly right. But at the end of the day, it's got to get done. And I've got to go with the organization. I'm afraid to say it.
Okay.
My favorite player of all time.
All right.
Hey, Valdez, this guy can be your treasurer. You guys can put him on your board.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's go to Brandon, Upper Marlboro. Brandon, what's
referencing
up, buddy?
A call he made 7 years ago.
Yeah, I want to play devil's advocate with Valdez. If you think about the Patriots and Belichick, they didn't pay a whole bunch of players that got rid of them, but they were able to win multiple Super Bowls for their team. So what do y'all think about that? I'll hang up.
Well, I mean, you're bolstering the snakes behind the glass argument.
Good, you're arguing for us.
I know. Yeah. It doesn't help this side.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've kind of flipped my attitude on this one a little bit. A little bit. I mean, I'm not all burned and upset, and I never really was. I'm just really concerned about the stupidity that's going on here. I'm a little bit burned at Terry for really Terry's agent too for not budging a little bit, and I'm also burned at Adam Peters and who else and whoever else is in on this with Adam Peters. Okay, so even if they did a deal today, in my opinion, Terry would come back, and there's going to be a salty attitude here. Yeah, he'll get along fine with everybody in the locker room, and because those guys are, you know, they're players. But when he walks past Adam Peters in the hallway for the rest of it's just going to be a bad deal. It's going to be they're going to be upset with each other.
Hey, Dennis, hold on. Is there anybody you're not upset with right now that's Commanders related?
Hey, first of all, Cakes, don't say that because yeah, there's a lot of people. Okay, but you got to admit these guys blew it. Adam Peters botched this. Okay, and on top of that, look, we got the thing going to Brian Robinson now. Okay, so I'm sorry you don't agree with me, man. Have a good night.
thank you. I will. You have.
Do we
a good
know
night
about
as well.
Dennis's personal life? Is he married? We met him.
I don't know how he could sustain a marriage.
I don't think I need to know details of Dennis's personal life.
I think he's too. He runs hot.
Yeah, he's always in the red.
He runs high. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that would work.
All right, don't forget coming up a bit later, Dave Richards. He's going to be on the show in just about 20 minutes.
Awesome.
That's coming up at 8 o'clock. He will give you super valuable fantasy football advice. You don't want to miss that. And Warren Sharp is going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.